Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here on your favorite local radio station. And reminding you, if you have something to share, we love to hear from you. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. The Cherry County Visitors and Promotion Board invites you to Cherry County. Golfing, kayaking, tubing, stargazing, you name it. There are more than 50 things to do in Cherry County. And if you don't believe me, go to Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board website at visitvalentine.com or visitvalentine.org and check out 50 things to do. And you can win prizes as well, thanks to the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board.
That's right. And if you pause for a moment, you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News, the commercial cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades. This blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com or in print. Make sure you check it out.
I have a Flag Day trivia question for you. How many stars on the flag right now?
50.
Okay. How many stripes?
13.
And what do they stand for?
Blood, sweat, and tears.
No, well, kind of anyway.
Well, yeah, pretty close.
13 equal horizontal stripes of red, top to bottom, alternating with white. There's a blue rectangle in the upper hoist side corner, bearing 50 small white stars, of course. And, of course, the 13 stripes recognize the original 13 colonies.
So that's right.
Flag Day coming up on Friday, and then the Honor America period all the way through 4th of July.
Indeed. Hey, Bob Jansen over there at Crookston, Nebraska, the metropolitan area over there. He is an avid listener, him and his wife, Cricket, and they're also avid contributors. And I've got something they just sent in not very long ago. Everyone asked a 100-year-old man and his 98-year-old wife for their health secrets. The old man said, "I promised my wife that when we quarrel, the loser has to walk for 3 miles. So I've been walking 3 miles every day for the past 75 years. Oh, well, people applauded, of course, and asked, "But how is your wife so healthy too?" Well, that's another secret. Every day for 75 years, she's followed me to make sure I walk the full 3 miles.
Just making
Thanks,
sure.
Thanks, Bob. And Cricket.
Memories from a friend. My dad is cleaning out my grandmother's house. She died recently, and he brought me an old Royal Crown cola bottle. In the bottle top was a stopper with a bunch of holes in it. I knew immediately what it was, but my daughter had no idea. She thought they had tried to make it a salt shaker or something like that. I knew it was a bottle that sat where, Kim?
Oh, at the end of the ironing board to sprinkle clothes.
Yeah, because they didn't have steam irons back
yeah,
then.
They didn't have steam irons and they didn't have spray bottles.
Yeah. Do you remember headlight dimmer switches on the floor?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Is that a good thing to admit or not?
Heaters mounted on the inside of the firewall of your vehicle.
Interesting.
I'm on this old kick, I guess, this week.
Yeah, so. I guess so. Kind of looking back. Well, speaking of old, have you heard the saying, paint the town red?
I have.
Well, the phrase paint the town red most likely owes its origin to one legendary night of drunkenness. In 1837, the Marquis of Waterford, a known lush and mischief maker, led a group of friends on a night of drinking through the English town of Milton Mowbray. The bender culminated in vandalism after Waterford and his fellow revelers knocked over flower pots, pulled knockers off of doors, and broke windows of some of the town's buildings. To top it all off, the mob literally painted a toll gate, the doors of several homes, and a swan statue with red paint. The Marquis and his pranksters later compensated Milton for the damages, but their drunken escapade is likely the reason that paint the town red became shorthand for a wild night out. Still yet another theory suggests the phrase was actually born out of the brothels of the American West and referred to men behaving as though their whole town were a red light district. Let's see what we can learn from more quotes about anger. I have found these so interesting. There are two things a person should never be angry at: what they can help and what they cannot.
Oh, yeah.
That's from Plato. The sharpest sword is a word spoken in wrath. Again, Buddha said that. Let's look at wrapping up with this. Not the fastest horse can catch a word spoken in anger. Chinese proverb.
Those Chinese used to know what they were talking about, didn't they?
Yes.
Folks, thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned to your local radio station. You could hear another edition of The Good Stuff.